Welcome to this edition of Centenary Management Radio. I'm Barbara Luthwaite, along with my co-host, WNTI Director John Delray. For the next 10 or 15 minutes, join us as we discuss different principles of management issues in the workplace with our Centenary University management class. We are joining you today via remote learning for this episode.
And joining us on today's episode is Ariana, Christopher, Nick, Luke, and Paul. Their topic is dating in the workplace.
Okay, so let's begin our discussion. So, Chris, what are some of the positives and negatives about dating in the workplace?
Well, some of the positives are that it increases work performance and work time, and also increases loyalty to the job itself. And then some of the negatives are that it can be a distraction most of the time because the two parties would want to talk to each other during work, but then nothing gets done. And then also if something goes wrong, it can jeopardize your professional reputation and you can possibly lose your job in the process as well.
Yeah, so there are some real definite pros and cons. Well, thank you for that information. So, Paul, what do you think some of the guidelines are that companies should follow on dating in the workplace?
So each company can have separate guidelines or different guidelines because there are no laws put in place for dating in the workplace. So some examples of them are like reporting your relationship to the manager or HR. And in doing this, they can make sure that you are following the company rules, and they could also have you sign a love contract. It is something that they've made within the past couple of years. And that is just to make sure that the relationship is consensual and solely based off of personal feelings rather than like looking for a promotion. And they want you to act professionally at work. So that means no public displays of affection, no flirting, anything like that. So leave your relationship at home and come to work to act professional. No sexual harassment is obvious. And some companies have put in place anonymous reporting apps. So if other coworkers are seeing sexual harassment, they could report it anonymously through apps to the company to have it stop and have it addressed. They also provide training seminars. So for managers and HR, these seminars would show how to enforce the guidelines that they put in place. And for the companies going through seminars, it would show how to stay professional and signs of sexual harassment or toxic relationships. And some companies actually prohibit workplace romance in general because they want to keep the workplace.
There's a lot to think about there. The love contract is really kind of interesting. We could do a whole thing about that, right? So Ariana, you think that companies should have an official policy? Paul told us that some do and they seem to vary.
So based off the research that I found, dating in the workplace should not be completely discouraged. And it really depends on whether or not companies can correctly manage their employees without resulting in conflicts of interest, sexual harassment allegations, or any other problems within the businesses. Dating in the workplace can be very difficult to enforce. However, a number of firms have indeed successfully promoted dating in the workplace. So Southwest Airlines, for example, is very progressive on this issue, with 2,000 of its 35,000 employees being married to each other. Another example of this is AT&T. Many of their employees are married, and AT&T's public relations department showcases how well it managed within AT&T. The firm reports having very few cases of sexual harassment arising from its pro-romance stance. So in conclusion, it shouldn't be banned, but companies should set clear guidelines on workplace romance within their companies and have strong management.
That's very interesting to hear how much it varies. And I did not know that about AT&T, that there are several folks who are married to each other who work there. Very interesting. So, Nick, does dating in the workplace affect productivity? What do you think?
I think it does, honestly, in both positive and negative ways. I know from firsthand experience that I did not have very good productivity at my job. One of my coworkers, because you pretty much just want to talk to them all the time about either what's going on at your job or, you know, what's going on, you know, outside of work, and it can get very distracting. And you feel as if you don't give that person like attention at all during the job, like you're kind of failing as, you know, their partner. So I feel like that's like a negative that, you know, your manager could see that they can, you know, either fire you, like some of the previous members have said, or, you know, they'll, you know, drop you down in the rankings or something like that. But I think a positive about it too is sometimes people find it easier to work when they have someone that they, you know, that they love, that they care about, you know, in the same job, that, you know, they want to show that person that not only can they work hard, you know, outside of work, but they work hard, you know, inside the job while they're still dating. And I feel like, you know, dating in the workplace, you know, definitely has its ups and downs, but I feel like productivity is one of those that definitely varies on as to, you know, who's in the relationship and what their work ethic was previously.
Some very good points there. Thank you. So, Luke, what are some of the current trends regarding dating in the workplace? What did you find in your research?
What I found in my research is that younger workers are more likely to date coworkers. And a study carried out in 2017 found that 85% of the 18 to 29-year-olds surveyed reported that they would have a romantic relationship with a coworker. As Paul said, companies may ask those to sign a love contract. And also, like as Paul said, employees sign the contract stating that the relationship is consensual and that will not sue the organization if the relationship ends.
Okay, very good. So, Ariana, how is dating in the workplace viewed, and how does it affect employee credibility? We've talked about productivity, but I know you have some information on credibility.
So there are credibility implications that come with dating in the workplace. Interestingly, though, the results differ depending on if you're a man or a woman. So women who date their superiors are seen as less trustworthy and less caring, whereas men's perceptions really didn't change depending on the status of who they date. So dating in the workplace most definitely affects the employee's credibility, such as their competence, trustworthiness, and goodwill. And it's almost frowned upon, especially if you're a woman.
It's very interesting that there are differences there in the views with men and women.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah. Okay, so Paul, what are the concerns that are brought up with dating in the workplace?
So most of them were covered, but I'll give a nice overview of them. So gossiping from coworkers could impact the credibility, as Ariana just said. It could lower productivity for those in the relationship because of distractions and flirting. So you should leave the relationship at the door and keep it professional in the workplace. Perceived favoritism from coworkers. If a supervisor and subordinate are dating, they could be seen as favoriting their loved one, in a promotion or a transfer rather than like other coworkers. And then there could be claims after the relationship is over, if it ends poorly, of sexual harassment or poor treatment that could be detrimental to the people's credibility.
Yeah, I wonder about that, you know, kind of where the line is with regard to dating versus sexual harassment. It almost seems like if one party is mad or angry with the other party that they could claim sexual harassment. So moving on back to Luke. So what do you think are some of the negative consequences with regard to workplace romances? I know we've talked about many of them, but I'm just wondering if you have anything to add to that.
Yeah, the negatives can be broken down into different categories. So the consequences for the person who is in the relationship, the coworkers, and the organization itself. For the employee, there can be jealousy among coworkers, as well as gossip spread about them because the other coworkers are perceiving favoritism, especially if the person is dating a superior. If the relationship ends, there can be an awkward, tense working environment, as well as a breakdown in the work relationship due to communication problems. For the organization itself, there can be a loss of a valued employee who might leave because a romance ended. And of course, there's the possibility of a sexual harassment claim.
Yeah, it has positives and negatives for sure. So, Chris, what do you think are the motives for dating in the workplace? Why do people do it?
Well, there's a lot of reasoning behind that, positive and negative. So the most known and common would be love as the most basic motive for dating someone in the workplace or dating anybody in general. But sometimes positive motives, as I said, aren't always the case. So there are side motives of like ego, job security, and gaining information and perks if dating a higher ranked worker. So these are all the negative motives, and the only positive one is love. But for some people end up falling back on the negative ones because for the reasoning I said before, mostly people just want job security and to feel better about themselves while working.
Okay. So you've all done some great research on this, and I really want to thank you for sharing your insights. So, you know, new college graduates, young people in the workplace, isn't it likely that most of the people that you're going to meet are going to be in the workplace?
I would say, yeah. As you know, a younger generation, you know, once, you know, sometimes you even see it, you know, if you have like a internship, you know, during college or if you're working on campus sometimes, but I feel like definitely outside of college, that first job, whether it's an internship or whether it's a full-time paying job, you definitely, as a younger generation, are potentially looking for it. I know that I'm just going to bring my own family into it. I know my dad, he unfortunately didn't work out for him in the end, but honestly, I'm kind of better off with the way that it turned out. But my dad did find, you know, a partner for a couple of years at his first job out right out of college. You know, and I feel like with the younger generation, you're just looking for that person that you want to spend the rest of your life with. And the most common area is the workplace. I feel like another reason why that is so is just because there's something that you have in common with that person right off the bat. You both share the same job. Now you can obviously hold a different position, but you both know what's going on basically on a day-to-day basis in each other's lives. So I feel like it's definitely common among the younger generation to find that lifelong partner in the workplace.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And can any of you picture yourself dating in the workplace?
I personally can't. I think I can't spend that much time with one person all of the time. But to go back to your previous question, in today's day and age, there are so many other ways to meet people. Like there's dating apps, there's like going out to events, there's other stuff like that. But yes, I agree that in general, most of the people that you will meet will be through work, but there are other opportunities as well to get into a relationship.
Very good point, Paul. So you guys did a great job here with your research, and I think it's a good thing that companies have embraced allowing it for the most part. If we go back in time, not too long ago, most companies did forbid it, but human nature is human nature. So it looks like we're out of time for this episode. I'd really like to thank my co-host, John Del Rey, and the members of our management class for this discussion. Tune in next time for another exciting episode of Centenary Management Radio. This has been a production of WNTI, the sound of Centenary. Have a great day, everyone.